will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Yes, lovely old school intro to Hacker Voice Radio. You're joining us on the 12th of April 2006. And as promised in the studio, we have a good friend, old Ionix, there, who's talking to us right now on our little, not so little, quite amazingly fantastic Asterix box.
Yes, it finally came to fruition.
Woohoo! And,
hoorah!
And sadly, Planet Lave isn't able to join us on the Asterix box, but however, he's still here on the old school G-Talk fashion.
Just keeping it real, yo.
Bo Shizzly.
Yeah, break
Not
it down.
That again.
Not that again. No. I'll try and keep away from all that crap. Yes. It's ace now. That's fantastic. So, you know, in effect, we can get everybody to just connect via the Asterix box, and it will alleviate all this, you know, CPU overtime usage on my machine.
And we'll also be able to call each other just by dialing extensions.
Exactly. And as well as send faxes that email to each other.
Yes, of course.
Could we not just send an email instead of just sending a fax? Would that not bite?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if you're out in the field doing a little bit of freaking or something.
Yeah.
You got a fax machine and you absolutely want to fax me with it, you know, you could hit me up and then wherever I am I could have that fax.
Yeah.
And no trees had to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, except for the one piece of paper that you had to put through, you know, to send me the fax.
Collateral damage.
Yeah. Friendly fire.
Mm. Cool. So, what other kind of cool stuff, apart from, like, you know, voicemail that we had in the other one, which didn't quite work, but that's neither here nor there. So I'm guessing we've got the ability to send and receive voicemail. We've got you know, custom extensions, SIP support, conference support,
ACCI support.
Cool. Do we have like an automated announce system? Like you've reached press 1 for press 2 for Planet Lave's sex line.
Yes. We do. Right now, the Asterix server that I set up is being set up for my business.
Right.
But what I'm thinking is that I'm going to throw a secret number in the IVR menu for it.
Right.
So then you will get the Hacker Voice Radio voice prompt.
Cool.
But I don't think I'm going to make it automated. I think I'm actually going to record it.
Okay.
I've been having some trouble getting the festival text-to-speech options working.
Right.
But, you know, all in good time.
Yeah, I mean, it's here, you know, finally, after all this, after all the trouble that we had, you know, we finally have an Asterix server to call our own, which is fantastic. Woohoo! I really shouldn't just be drinking. Actually, I've got a few bottles of Carlsberg Export here, so. You don't get Carlsberg Export there, do you? No.
No, I think, well, I'm sure you could find it, but it'd be tough.
Yeah.
Another interesting feature I'm setting up is DISA, D-I-S-A.
Right.
Which means that there'll be an extension that you can dial to be able to dial out from my voice over IP provider.
Right.
I ask that you only call U.S. numbers with it.
Otherwise?
Because if you don't, the charges for my international dialing are going to be enormous.
Yeah. And the service will quickly cease to exist.
Yes, very quickly.
So, I haven't had much feedback on yesterday's show. I guess people either didn't listen to it or didn't enjoy it, but hopefully somebody will to say what they thought about it. I'm hoping next week, either if nobody says I want to do some more, or I want to do my own Tech Tuesday, then I guess I can go into a little bit more detail about cryptography, or if anybody else wants to suggest a topic for me to do. I don't know if Ionix wants to talk about anything, or Planet Lave, if you want to do something for Tech Tuesday.
I'm saving most of my stuff for Wanking Wednesday.
Wanking Wednesday. I've coined the term Tech Tuesday because I thought, you know, if we have a repeating theme of just one show, basically focused on technical advice or technical tutorials or whatever you want to call it, it kind of answers some of the requests of our listeners. Wow. Hello.
Sorry about that. I just transferred myself
okay.
to another extension so I could use the cordless.
Okay. How did it feel like transferring yourself?
It felt good.
Kinky.
Sweet. Transfer me, baby.
So we've got quite a lot of more news here that Luke Zaid has posted. First story I want to kind of shoot off on is about the story that we were talking about earlier about naked PCs trying to be phased out of existence. Now, naked PCs, the kind of term that's been coined for an operating system, machine being sold without an operating system pre-installed. Apparently, the Chinese government is calling on computer manufacturers to make sure that their machines include a legal operating system before they leave the factory. The order was given in a notice issued jointly by the Minister of Information Industry, the State's Copyright Bureau, and the Ministry of Commerce. So basically they're saying that the company producing machines is not allowed to sell a PC without there being a legal operating system installed on it, which usually means that it's like Windows XP, unless of course you have, which you can legally install, you know, like a Linux operating system or a Macintosh operating system. It's kind of weird. It doesn't actually mean a lot in a sense, that, but it has to be like a licensed operating system.
Yeah, but I mean, you can get around that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, FreeDOS is a legal operating system.
Yeah.
And if a person were going to buy a computer without an operating system, it's assumed they know how to install one.
Yeah.
So all, like, Dell has to do is start selling computers with FreeDOS loaded on it. And for all intents and purposes, you've got yourself...
Mm.
You know, a naked PC.
Yeah. You could just have, like, a pre-bootable whatever, just a very simple operating system, and say that it doesn't have to be licensed, and you could have a legitimate operating system on there that the user can simply... You know, how do you classify an operating system? You know? It's like, it could just be simply a operating system that is designed to boot, detect all your hardware, and then prompt for an operating system to be installed on top of it. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to
be... I don't know.
It could only be like, you know, it might as well just be like 2.5 meg size, you know. We could get away with it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what was that? Minix or something? That's like fucking fits in a floppy disk, and that's a full-blown operating system.
Menudo ass.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Could be, why not?
Yeah, that's an awesome piece of work.
I'd be interested in seeing the actual wording.
Yeah.
Of the bill.
Yeah, don't think they're quite going to release that yet. I don't know. Maybe they already have of the actual law being set out. Have you heard about this, Planet?
Well, only a little bit. That they're trying to crack down on, as you say, naked PCs.
Yeah.
And it's... I don't know. I don't think it'll work. I think it's a stupid idea.
Yeah. I think they're trying to combat the whole piracy thing over the whole thing about Windows being everywhere. I think that's what's happening. I don't think I don't think it's so much more of the effect of Microsoft trying to take over the whole market. It could be. It could just be. I think it's more to do with you know, simply trying to combat somehow the use of pirate operating system, pirated operating systems being installed directly on these machines before they're sold.
Isn't it already illegal?
Well, it does sound fishy.
Sorry, go ahead, Alex.
Oh, isn't it just already illegal to pirate operating systems and sell computers with them on there?
Yes, yes. But what they're saying is that this, actually, I mean, you know, when you think about that law, then what the fuck do you need this law for? It just means that you're not allowed to sell a machine without an operating system on it, but it has to be a legal operating system, which means that it can only be Windows, because obviously, you know, Linux is illegal. I don't know, fucked up.
Man. Is it?
Yeah, it's... Shit. Hackers use it, don't you know?
Breaking the law.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Those damn hackers use it all the time.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a bunch of crap to
yeah.
me. A way to boost, like, the price of a PC.
Yeah. Wait, Hyper said something about the trip, which I completely... 100% minibus action coming out way. Okay, I guess that means, our way. So yeah, cool. So I guess we've got the minibus right now.
Quick man, to the Hackmobile!
So what else do we have in this news section? Anything that's caught anybody's interest?
I have not even looked. I'm so news deficient. Is World War II over yet?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I apparently need to read.
Yeah. So you've been hiding.
Did we win?
News. No, we didn't win.
Damn. Yavol!
So as we go back to a story that we were talking about some time before, about the woman being denied the access to Herceptin, which is a drug that combats breast cancer on the NHS. Apparently, Anne-Marie Rogers, who has earlier stage early stages of breast cancer, has won her legal fight to be given the drug Herceptin. The appeals court judgment said that it was wrong for her local NHS trust to use the concept of exceptional circumstances as a way of declining who should get the drug. Thank God for that. It's a, you know, it's a boost in the right direction as far as you know, human fucking rights go. And I'm much more happier now paying my taxes for this woman to get treated for breast cancer than if it was just going to, you know, fucking, like, going to help these criminals when they get ill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why was it, why were they denying her the right to take the drug anyhow?
Exceptional circumstances was what they said.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. Like, you can't have it because something. And that was basically the case.
Because you need it.
Yeah, because it's expensive and we don't want to pay for it and we think you need to die.
Oh, that's the exceptional circumstance.
Yeah, yeah. But obviously they can't say that.
I see. So exceptional circumstances is just like blanket coverage?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that the woman was able to get her drugs.
Yeah, it's always good to get drugs.
Agreed.
What else do we have in the news? Have you seen anything interesting, Planet?
Well, let's have a look. There's the little thing about PC World here. You seen that?
No, actually no.
Okay, the Advertising Standards Agency, the ASA, has slapped PC World for advertising a product on TV that they were unable to supply to customers because of the lack of stock. The UK retail chain, part of DSG International, who I've never heard of, but they're obviously to blame for PC World, therefore I hate them, have been told not to show the ad on TV again. Now, this is the second time this year that ASA has chastised PC World on the same issue. And our good friend LucasAid added his comment on this one, which says, come on, it's the oldest trick in the book. You go into the shop, and based on the TV ad, you want to buy a computer. And they say, oh, sorry, sir, we're sold out of that particular one. How about this one? It's just as good, but it's only a little bit more expensive. But they are stinging people, and they've got caught doing it twice. Don't believe what you see on the TV when it comes to PC World. Don't believe what you hear in the store when it comes to PC World. A bunch of muppets, they're not worth dealing with. If you've got anywhere better to go, go there. Mini rant over.
Well, don't use PC World, full stop. Do not go into PC World for anything. They're a bunch of fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Noobs.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of pricey idiots.
Yes, yes, pricey twats. They're like, they're like a really expensive whore that doesn't deliver.
Welcome to PC World, where you pay for our incompetence.
Yes, exactly.
That could be their next big slogan.
Yeah, you pay for me to have a 6-hour lunch break.
Sweet. I can't even pull 6-hour lunch breaks.
I don't know what it is with PC World, but I guess it's like, you know, like, oh yeah, I want to get into IT, so where do you do your work experience with? PC World, right. Okay. I think the like, you know, when they have an interview, it's like, you have much knowledge in computers? Like, yeah, yeah, you know, I know how to click mouse, Excellent, you're hired.
I saw a computer once. Cool.
You're hired.
Sweet, you're management.
You got the job.
So you've never had any experience with computers, but you're really good at gardening. Yes, that's right, you're hired.
You can run this department.
Yeah.
Oh, they are bad. Yeah. They really are.
So, a critical mega patch sews up 10 holes in IE. Microsoft on Tuesday released a critical Internet Explorer update fix that fixes 10 vulnerabilities in the web browser, including a high-profile bug that has already been used in cyber attacks. So it's a good thing that Microsoft are trying to patch this shit. Somehow a little bit too late. Next week, listen to the mega patch that Microsoft released to plug in another 20 holes in IE.
Don't want the mega patch? Take the milla patch.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually fix anything, it just makes you think it did.
It's a feel-good patch.
Next, that there's going to be like the gold level patch, the yeah. platinum level patch. The new user's patch.
The silver entry-level customer membership partnership level patch.
What does it do? It does nothing.
It just looks nice. Our developers have been spending years designing the crystal look in these new Vista things. So why didn't you use any artists? Well, they all went to Macintosh.
Apparently they had some problem with slave wages. I don't know. Sissies.
Yeah.
Hey, Watson!
Hang on, my dog's jumping into somebody else's car.
Live dog chasing brought to you by Hacker Voice Radio. Stay tuned.
For more updates. Has the dog escaped? Has the dog bitten the owner? Is he rolling in his own shit? You'll find out soon. Stay tuned to Hacker Voice Radio. We bring you the live dog chasing action 24/7 with our road crew, our dog bone team. I don't know, fucking something like that.
Bone cam,
muzzle cam.
I think you got some video of dog chasing, haven't you?
We shall not talk about this. Yes,
oh,
yeah, it does.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a private thing you're selling on eBay, and that's all I can say.
Yeah, I've got some video of certain dogs engaged in certain doggy activities.
Bassets go wild.
Yeah, bassets go...
Alsatians on heat.
Yeah.
Volume 2.
Fuck off, you processor Nazi.
Yeah.
We really did lose the war.
Yeah. Hi, Bill Gates. Da-da-da-da-da, La Sfura. He is the node of the server.
Oh boy, that's just wrong.
No. Go away. Not enough.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get Skype not to kill me.
Oh.
Yeah.
bloodthirsty one, that.
Your computer is not new enough to run this operating system. But I only bought it last week!
Upgrade your shit.
I love that. Dum dum dum. Dum. Fuck off! How about I just smack you over the fucking head with this keyboard, you little piece of shit. Ah, you like that, don't you, bitch? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you like that. Ah, fucking...
Come on, play us a song of those error bongs.
Error bongs unplugged. Boom!
Let's have a bit of God Save the Queen. Come on.
Bong, 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 bong. Bong. Bong, 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 bong. Right, I don't think that's going to be working.
Oh, good lord.
So, before we completely lose track of what we're doing.
A lot of dead air.
Yeah. Anti-war protester fined £350. An anti-war protester has been fined for holding an unauthorized demonstration within a kilometer of Parliament. Milan Rai, founder of the anti-war group Justice Not Vengeance, argued that legalization banning unauthorized protests inside the Parliament exclusion zone ran counter to the European Human Rights Act. Well, fucking, what the fuck do you expect in a, you know, thingy environment like this, totalitarian police state government run by a bunch of Nazi cunts. There's not much more to be said in that.
The person at extension 101 is on the phone. Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
So, I'm leaving you a message. Now I will press the pound key, aka hash key, for you Brits.
Thank you. Press 1 to accept this recording. Press 2 to listen. Your message has been sent.
Ha. That's awesome. I love that shit. Oops. You still there, Planet?
Still there, mate.
Cool. Let's see if we can call this guy back. Ah, he's just crapped out. Never mind. He's not currently online, which means that his connection has been terminated by interstellar interference.
There's a lot of that going around.
Yeah. I think it's fucking tin foil hat time.
Tin foil fat?
Tin oil fat. You're listening to Words That Sound Like Other Words Radio.
TinHoilFat.com.
Tin oil fat.
Register that.
Sounds like speaking Chinese.
That is my name.
Tin oil fat, man. Oh dear.
It's okay to laugh at the Chinese because they can't listen to the show.
Yes, they're blocked by our firewall of hell.
Air firewall? We've got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
We want them to call in. But they can't. Poor bastards.
So, this is quite a good one. Chinese, no, not Chinese, coke smuggling granny, jailed for 8 years. It looks like when the blue rises go bad, I guess this is a occasional series of these granny things, we have a story tell of a South African grandmother who has just been banged up in New Zealand for a cool 8.5 years for trying to smuggle cocaine hidden in garden gnomes. This is fucking awesome, man. I mean, how better of a story can one person get? A granny trying to trying to smuggle crack cocaine in garden gnomes. Now, this is probably one of the reasons why I would love to be a one of those what are they called? Thingy officers at airports.
Custom
officers in airports, is that you just get the craziest shit, and that must have been the best day in the office when this guy pulled this granny over and was checking out the garden gnomes and found crack fucking stashed in the garden gnomes. He must have been pissing all over the fucking floor with laughter.
I love the way it's such a granny thing to do, yeah. Put it in the garden gnome.
Exactly, just casually. Where am I going to... Oh, fucking garden gnome. You can't go anywhere without a garden gnome.
It's either that or a walking stick or a colostomy bag.
Yeah, oh fuck.
Why is the dog sniffing my colostomy bag? Get him away from me!
He's living in there, but
cool.
Fucking disgusting.
Yes. Lowering the tone once more.
Dirty shit. Quite literally.
Yes, I think all shit is dirty.
Damn it. You noob. 2090. The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please check the number and try again. I love that. It's very British. It doesn't say, you fucked up, you idiot. Duh.
That's what it should say. You can't dial, noob.
Yeah, your fingers are too fat. Please buy a bigger phone. Right, we've got about half an hour to go. I really don't know where we can take this thing.
Fuck it, let's take it to Mexico!
Yeah.
Let's and sell it. Buy some whores and cerveza.
Yes, and some, I don't know.
Fireworks.
Fireworks and a sombrero. And go visit El Nombre.
Si.
El Nombre, the counting whatever the fuck.
Si. I'm trying to be all international to help other people from other countries. Yeah, try and join in a bit, you know. Give them a little bit they can understand. See, that's all I can speak. I'm sorry. Cerveza. Tequila. Si.
Well,
that should help.
I mean, come on. You said you're trying to be all, you know, international and shit. And what you've just done there is clearly demonstrated the use of stereotypes.
How dare I?
How dare you, sir? Surely you could have said, sleepy Mexican, oh, I gotta take a nap.
No, it's just they're the only words in Mexican and or Spanish that I know.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to go on any stereotypes, just my own ignorance here, folks. I know beer, cerveza, tea, yes. No. And I think agridar meant thank you. Or was it please? Oh, I'm probably pronouncing that so wrong. But I knew how to order a beer in Spanish when I was in Barcelona.
Yeah.
And they kind of took pity on me because I made such a bad effort. Went in and went, Aguida, cerveza, thank you, cheers, love. So they just thought, oh, poor British boy, he's making the effort. It's better than most of them do, so we'll leave him alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what can I say? You've got to learn all these different languages to be able to, you know, keep up with the times. And I think that's kind of like when you go on different websites, like Russian websites, and you're like trying to find something really, really important that nobody else fucking has. For fuck's sake, I can't read Latvian, I can't read, you know, Russian. And that's one of the drawbacks of having like English trying to spread all over the world. And you have like these pockets of really cool stuff that hasn't been translated into English, that isn't actually doing a great deal to help you. And the only way you can actually master it is if you go ahead and learn it yourself, which is really fucking difficult. I mean, have you ever tried to actually learn a language? It's really fucking difficult, you know.
I've tried to learn 4, and I've failed on every single count.
What about English?
Honestly, I have. Sorry?
What about English?
I am still trying to learn it. Thank you, please.
Yes, but that's very good for somebody that's been speaking, you know, English for, well, since they were born. Well, obviously, you didn't come out of the womb speaking English.
I hope not. That'd be a scary image.
Yeah. I wonder what the first thing you wanted was probably a beer or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, a beer and a smoke.
Right out of the womb.
Is this a smoking area? Yep, thank you.
They stick you in a little cubicle thing for babies, like newly born babies, just like, oh, air's really thin in here. I love it. Fuck the milk. I want some beer.
Now.
Beer!
Oh, I shit the nappy again. Oh. It's your choice. You've got to clean it up.
Yeah. An officer smelt a cannabis factory. A cannabis factory containing 500 plants was discovered by police officers who smelt it from the street. Every room apart from the kitchen in a rented house in Wallerstone, Bournemouth, had been adapted for the cultivation of the drug. Officers became suspicious before even entering the property on Monday because of the strong smell coming from it. That's fucking cool, man.
So, this officer was just walking past and he smelt all this weed.
Yeah.
That makes me suspicious. You want to know why?
Why? Because he was... Go on, sorry.
Well, we had a saying at school. The one who smelt it, dealt it.
Ah.
Of course, that was normally used to describe farts, but I reckon this guy's in on it. I don't really. It's just not often I get to use the phrase, the one who smelt it, dealt it.
Apart from when you're with someone else.
Who has the maturity of an 8-year-old, yeah.
Well, aka anyone you know, like me.
Pretty much everyone I like, yeah.
Well, I've just got to say, fucking, you know what, man? I bet they had a bit of that before they, you know, got on the radio. I mean, come on, you walk into a whole house that's full of fucking weed. Would you not just put, just pocket, you know, a little bud or two in your pocket?
Well, I don't know, I'm not a member of the police. Fine, upstanding, honest citizens that they are, protecting us. Never doing any wrong.
Hmm.
Despite some of the recent news stories where a lot of them have got criminal records and haven't been kicked out of the force.
Hmm.
I'm sure they'd have done nothing of the sort. Yeah.
So you got any weed, mate?
Yeah, I got a mate who works on the force. Get you everything you want.
He's got some scrag, mate. Oh. Just freshly picked from that house. You know, that house that was in the news? Yeah, that was him. I bet, like, they're going to train him now to be a sniffer dog. Police officer gets promoted to the dog squad.
They just send him out at night and let him sniff around.
Yeah. Police officer. Police officer suspended after sniffing woman's panties.
I swear I thought there was cocaine in there.
Yeah. It smelt a bit fishy.
Hey! I can't believe you beat me to that one. I didn't even see it coming. I'm ashamed.
Ah, clicking the knuckles in delight.
We've got to get a badum soundtrack. Or sound clip, rather. Yeah.
Ooh, yes, I think that might be possible. Disclaimers could make emails into contracts. The High Court in Manchester has ruled that email cannot be recognised as a legal written offer if it does not contain a signature or name within the body of the email. The conclusion of a username in the message header is not enough. Judge Pelling ruled that the automatic inclusion of an email address is not enough to count as a signature. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Which means that when people send things to each other, they might have to include a, like a little footnote. I don't know why, it's a bit weird, because at the end of the day, I mean, who would actually be sending anything that would count as a thingamajig, like a contract in an email? Surely it would be like done all by physical letter and through the post.
Well, if you've got any sense, yeah. You can't accept an electronic mail as a,
yeah,
as you say, as a signature, as, yeah, a binding of a contract.
Yeah.
Just talking about the working world for a minute, I've seen a lot of cases where you're waiting on a decision from one person to go ahead with a service that you have to provide,
yeah,
and they're not in that day, so their lackey fills in, jumps on their computer, sends an email from their machine, and you think it's person X, whereas really, yeah, it's person Y, just sitting at their machine, and they say, yeah, go ahead with it, everything should be fine.
Yeah.
You invest a lot of money, you then go back when person X has come off sick leave and they say, oh, I didn't want to authorise this, and no, it doesn't form a binding contract and things like that. I think we got stung with that once.
Yeah.
And then totally clamped down, need signatures, and it has to be,
yeah,
done properly.
You know what, mate, I think companies aren't protecting themselves in that kind of side of things. I think they should really invest in some form of, I don't know, encryption in their emails, or no, no, not encryption, as far as a certification of their emails that the email has been actually legitimately sent from the person that it is actually being sent from. I know that in my line of business, if anything is done through through me to somebody, let me just get to the beginning of this before I fuck the whole sentence up. If something is to be done and has been requested by email, even if the email has come in, you always email the response back saying, is this correct and do you want it to be done? Because what you found sometimes is that you'd have spoof emails come in saying, please delete this and please delete my account or please do this and that. And then you do it, but it wasn't the person that requested it. So if somebody sends a spoof email account and then you send an email back saying, is this correct? Do you want this to be done? It won't go back to the person that spoofed it. It will go back to the original email address that it was originally sent from the client. So yeah. Like, oh, okay, no, I didn't fucking send this. You know, thank you for letting me know. Or, yes, I did send it. It is authorized and it's correct. And then you go ahead and do it. See what I mean?
So, yeah, what you're talking about there is, as you say, spoofing.
Yeah.
A third party comes in, fakes the sent address.
Yeah.
Says, I'm Bob at Hotmail, and Bob at Hotmail says, yes, delete my account. But it's not from Bob at Hotmail, it's just somebody who filled that in their email client. Yeah. Let's keep it simple. You reply, it actually does go to Bob at Hotmail, and he says, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck's going on? I'm the real Bob. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter?
But I have seen situations where it would be sent from, let's say, Bob at Hotmail's account, but it's Jim at Hotmail filling in for that day.
Yeah, damn that Jim.
You know, when Bob really gets back, he's like, no, I didn't want this to be done. Jim didn't know that, but he thought he did, and he had to authorize it. So it would go back to their actual valid thing.
Yeah.
And it's still Jim there on that same day, and he just goes, yeah.
It's always Jim's fault.
Fucking Jim. That guy. What's the matter with him? And also with the certificates as well, I've seen kind of two types where you put your digital signature on and you say, yes, I'm definitely this person.
Yeah.
Where the secure type is whenever you sign it with your digital certificate, you have to put your passcode in, which would only be known to you, in order to add your digital certificate to that email. Secure system. I've also seen systems where you don't have to do it at all. You just click sign, boom, it's gone.
Yeah.
So when it comes back, it still comes back to that person who's filling in, and they're just like, yeah, get on with it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to tell you twice. Email, it's not a valid method for that kind of work.
No.
Can't do it. You need a signature, you need a letter or a fax or something valid. Purchase orders, things like that. Boring Business Talk FM. But yeah, there you go.
Yes, well, you know, you don't want to be doing anything that will, like, fuck your company up through an email, like, something really, really major. As in, it has to be authorized in case something fucks up along the line and people tend to misread stuff. Better off verifying it by phone or fax or something like that.
It's very true. Email is a good, quick technology. It works very well. It's not secure. You can't take it as the gospel word on what's happening, because somebody's typing something, they've got an image of what they want to convey in that message. When the other person reads it, they get an image in their head of what they think the other person meant. And like you can say, it can often be two very different things. Email, I think, should always be seen as a bonus to the other communication methods that are already out there, such as telephone, writing letters, sending faxes, meeting face-to-face, making sure you understand the other person. Because email, it is faceless, and you can lose a lot of meaning in that.
Not unless you stick a nice little picture of yourself in the signature.
preferably nude.
Yes, preferably, and sent to me with Planet Lave CC'd and...
Oh, I don't want massive nude pictures of people unless they're hot women.
Ah, I'm sure we can arrange that.
I just don't want to open up the floodgates to loads of Hacker Voice listeners saying, "This is me in my pants."
Yeah.
Take a look.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it'd be interesting to see what kind of pictures people do sending.
If you want that kind of thing, that's cool.
No, I know that TC...
I'm not judging.
TC might possibly... send something that might be interesting. I don't know.
Who knows?
I hope so, because apparently he has a hot girlfriend now. I don't know.
Good?
Yeah. Dead air time. Anyway, we're running out of time ski on this scale ski. I think we
tune in tomorrow for more updates on our regular listeners' hot girlfriends.
Yes, and please do send in any hot emails to radio@hackervoice.co.uk. And anything else, put in your stories or some cunt face twats. Oh, sorry, that was just a bit of Tourette's there.
Big cocks.
Yeah, big cocks. No, no, not big cocks. Yeah.
I've got homoerotic Tourette's. Nasty balls! No, I didn't mean that.
Shit cock. Oh, fuck.
Rim job.
Fisting off.
Oh dear.
Ring off. Anyway, let's really kill this as soon as we can, because
let's stick a stake in this thing's heart. Let it die. Good night.
Bye bye. Let's go.